Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a romantic song that is. She's barfing and he's falling in love.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
good times, everybody. Hey, it's a beautiful sunny day out there. It's a perfect day.
Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, I held your hair back while you were barfing. You looked over your shoulder and smiled, and I went, "Oh my god, I love this barfing girl."
Oh, so I guess I never listened to the lyrics.
Song. I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't. I never. Yeah. All right.
He's holding her hair back. He's trying to keep her hair out of a barf, out of the barf part. You know. As you do.
Yeah, I mean, I get the whole,
play that,
you know,
little section, or yeah,
there
That's
isn't
right.
anything you could do that would turn me off.
For a second,
I get that.
Older. Oh, I was stone cold sober.
See.
I wonder around to you right now. Yeah, he likes that she gets drunk and looks over her shoulder.
We're talking about John Legend now, everyone. Are you going to play that, or should I move on?
James Arthur.
We drank too much. I held your hair back when you were throwing up.
Nice, Sarah. Good pool.
But they were both drunk. It sounds like.
Well, I'm sure they were both drunk, but he was, you know, she was having the worst of it.
All right.
And she's like, you should stay over. He's like, no. You should get your rest.
That's what the song goes on to say that? Or are you just making crap up?
Play from the part you just did and play like 10 lines. Play that again, Brittany.
Oh, so play that again, right? Sorry,
yeah,
I'm
we
giving you
too
like
much.
8 seconds late. Sorry, I'm just really...
Oh, no. Oh, we are. Yeah, we're definitely having slight issues. Slight.
Oh, we are? We're back to that again?
I held your hair back when you were throwing up. Then you smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest. And you asked me to stay over. I said
no, this is the part. Okay, never mind. Okay,
he doesn't
we
hear you.
Can't understand Sorry. Each other. No, nobody can hear
I'm
anybody.
You super late.
It's totally fine.
Our text number is 800. Sounds like things have gone south for us here at the
They have. But luckily, here we are in our last break. We'll make it work.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You just put that number in and text to us, and we get them. And we like to hear from you guys. So feel free. Text us anytime. And here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Was listening about an hour ago and you were talking about deleted scenes from Toy Story 2 and how much work goes into animated movies. I highly recommend Into the Unknown, The Making of Frozen 2 on Disney Plus. It's a several part documentary and it's incredible to see how many people it takes to make each scene, let alone an entire movie. Have a great Monday. Hope you get laid.
Oh,
me too.
Well, thank
so
you.
Much. Thank you. That's a very nice thing to say to people.
Very nice thing to say.
It's a very, feels like it should become a holiday wish for people. A Merry Christmas, and I hope you get laid. So if you just say
and
Merry Christmas, you haven't finished it. You're not done yet. Oh. 510 says, this Letterman show is very different, and Dave is a very authentic person. You will love the Chappelle one.
Oh.
408, another one says, That was 510. This is 408. I agree with you about Letterman, but he's in a different space now. The Chappelle one is amazing.
Hmm.
And 408, a different 408, says the Dave Chappelle Show with Letterman was profound. Must watch.
Oh, boy.
All right. Like I said, I really like him. I just always thought that, you know, once he was done with his monologue and his little bits, the show kind of went south, unless it was a guest that he clicked with.
Right.
But I don't think there weren't very many women he clicked with.
Right.
At all. That
well,
was
Drew Barrymore
weird.
Jumped up on his desk and flashed him, so it seemed like they got along. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember that. That was sort of a...
It's a like pretty...
A pop culture thing, wasn't
that does
it?
Does get brought up a lot, doesn't it? It's the one I think of.
That was the third time in 6 weeks or something for Yves Saint Laurent. Yeah, I mentioned that in the story. It's just... Look, big cities have trouble, and it seems San Francisco's having a lot of that right now. 415 says, I live one block from Union Square. It's just sad. It's so quiet, no tourists, a lot of sketchy people lying around, tons of boarded up businesses. Yeah, that's not good. Really not good. I was maced at Northgate Mall trying to spot a thief stealing from my store.
Jesus. What? Got maced by the thief or got maced by someone who was like, why are you creeping around?
Yeah, I guess. With respect to the copious amounts of thefts in San Francisco, this is from 206, which isn't even a San Francisco area code.
Isn't that Seattle?
206 is Seattle, I think. Yes. With respect to the copious amounts of thefts in San Francisco, our idiot district attorney will not prosecute for under $940 worth of merchandise. You could literally walk into a store each day and steal up to that amount, and all you would get, if caught, is a ticket and a court date, and the ticket is likely dismissed as a quality of life crime that he has chosen not to prosecute.
That all right, seems well, wrong. Well, look, I don't let's know not if that's put it true. Out there that you can walk in and steal stuff. I mean, you don't do that, people.
Most
you know.
People know not to steal, but use I do think compass. That this, if that is in fact a, I don't know, what do you want to call that, a policy? If that's his policy, then, you know, he's going to lose, businesses will leave San Francisco. Mm. They'll just go, well, it's not worth it.
Right.
Let's just split.
I got 15 guys coming in and stealing $900 worth of stuff every day.
Right. We'll be elsewhere. My kids and I make pickles every summer. We get pickling cucumbers from our local produce stand. We try different recipes, a fun summer activity. God, why didn't you tell us? I would have done, I don't even like pickles, and I'd have done that this summer. We were dying for stuff to do all summer long.
You know, though, when you pickle stuff, you have to, or maybe that's not the same as canning, where you have to boil everything and it has to be sterile. And maybe pickling's easier. You just put them in the briny stuff. Because canning, I remember that being a whole thing. Like my mom, the kitchen would be destroyed for 3 days as she canned things.
Canning? Your mom canned?
Yeah. She used to can all our tomatoes and, I don't know, whatever crap she grew in the garden that year. And we'd have to eat it. She'd be cooking with it all winter long and be like, ugh, olden days stuff. Oh, great. Thing of canned tomatoes. Yay. Jarred. Not even canned. Jarred, you know?
Sarah, somebody told me about pickle soup, and I'm going to make it for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Pickle soup.
John does this thing where he takes chicken fillets, like he pounds them out, like a breast thing, and he soaks them in pickle juice, like marinates them in that, and then does the flour and fries them up and makes these chicken sandwiches. And there's something about the pickle juice that makes it the most delicious thing you ever ate, and so juicy.
707 says pickle soup is a Polish dish.
Oh, pickle soup.
All right. 2-pound Twinkie do-it-yourself kit. That sounds so gross. Yeah, I don't, you know, I just...
Oh, it sounds great.
I don't know about Cheeto options as well. It just seems like, what are we doing here? Are we that bored?
Yes.
We're this bored.
We are. You're going to pickle stuff, Vinny. Oh, by the way, no boiling. Easy to do, my mom's saying. No boiling on the pickles. You can still do it. You can get cucumbers, pickle them. Looking for something to
do. Can I ask you a question?
What is it?
Even though your family went through all that, they're not still eating out and all that, are they?
Oh yeah, they're no, but life is totally everything's.
So
open.
They all got sick. Now that they're all better, they're back to going out.
Well, why wouldn't they? They've had it already. They're fine.
Oh, all right.
Don't ask me, man. I don't even ask about that. They send pictures from crowded restaurants daily. Fun.
707, you're a genius. Of course I take my phone into the bathroom. How else can I listen to Sarah and Vinny on radio.com?
Ooh. And that person has the right answer. There it is.
If this was many years ago, we'd have prizes to throw at you, but we don't. So we just applauded, and that's the best we can do. Let's see, 408. The people on their phones at concerts have more fun because the people not on their phones have nobody to interact with while their friends are checking their likes. What? Okay.
Oh, whatever.
I just remember I watched I had to go through the whole process, and it's so stupid, but I watched this lady at the I saw Muse. It was a Alt 105 concert, and I didn't expect much, and they were incredible. Like, really, really good. Their live show's beyond belief. That dude, Bellamy, whatever his... Matt Bellamy, whatever he is a freaking rock god. So I'm watching this, and the lady next to me is she's got her phone up, and she's videoing the whole thing. And I'm watching, and I'm thinking, you're looking... This show is through the whole stadium, and you're watching it through this tiny screen. Right. Why would you...
But when you can just type in live shows for Muse on Google and watch someone else's and actually sit there and enjoy it and experience it.
You know what, though?
You can't tell people.
Within a couple minutes, I realized, she's not my business. I'll just watch the show. Why do I got to be busy over here judging? Who cares what
she
does?
You want her to have fun, too. That's why. You're caring. You care about the other
people. I came to the conclusion that I don't care what she does. And I just watched the show, and they were excellent.
Winning.
Really good. I'm literally sitting on my phone... Oh, sitting on the toilet with my phone right this second. LOL. Oh,
well, thanks for listening.
All right.
I read magazines.
This year we're having Thanksgiving in our family bubble. So for the first time, we're buying a cooked dinner rather than cooking.
Oh, that's a good idea. Whole Foods
does. It's called
a
turkey bag.
Oh.
Oh, no. Let me see. This is something else. Let's see. It's called a turkey bag. Never have a dry turkey again. Love you guys.
Okay. Well, a turkey bag. Oh, gotta look into that.
I'm thinking of the Christmas Vacation scene where the turkey deflates. That's from 650. Yeah, I want to say I went to Shooty's house when I first got back to town for Thanksgiving. This was 12, 13 years ago, whatever it was.
He was still living in the Bay Area?
It's when he lived in Alameda. And he overcooked the turkey, and the thing was just cracked and pulling apart and like... Mm.
Did you give him a rash?
No, we just went, all right, well, there's the turkey. It's ruined. Yeah. No turkey.
Oh. Chop it up or, put it through a meat processor.
I didn't care. I don't care much about food anyway, so it didn't make or break me.
Give me some corn. Give me some mashed potatoes. I'll take some stuffing. Put some gravy on all that. It's like there's turkey there.
415 says, it's my birthday and my son's first day back to in-person school. Best day ever.
Oh, my God. What a great present to get.
I'm surprised. I don't know their whole story, but I know that I had our parent-teacher conference on Friday.
Oh, how was that?
Afternoon. It's great. You know what? Our teacher lost her house in the fire.
Oh, Jesus.
And so I actually was fighting back tears as this lady had this huge smile on her face and was talking about our kid and how... You know, she misses being able to be around the kiddos and be engaged with them. And I'm the whole time I'm thinking, this lady lost her home and she's here plugged in and fully locked on to our kids. What a hero. And this was just, I know that she needs to make her money and all that stuff.
Sure.
But it was really neat and cool. And she was like, I can't wait till they're back.
Right.
But. The next step for us might be, if things don't get turned off, like 2 hours a week for in-person in small controlled groups.
Right, right.
We're nowhere near it. I don't know how anybody's anywhere near it, but good for them.
Well, let's just keep our... Can we please get the vaccine out by this, have everyone vaccinated by the end of the summer. Wouldn't that be nice? And then everyone could go back to school.
Yes, absolutely. Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey is the best. I love him.
That song is so, the first time I ever heard that, my niece sang it to me. And I was like, oh, damn, that's a great song. She goes, oh, yeah, it's Chris Stapleton. I was like, oh, I gotta listen to that.
What was that new country song and artist? It's Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton.
He's not new, but he's good. Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
That's who it is.
Oh, boy. We have breaking news? Oh, here we go.
I can barely hear that.
Yeah, turn that up.
I can be your lucky penny. You can be my four-leaf clover.
Let's see here. Jeremiah has a song in the Big Time Adolescent soundtrack called Paradise, which is pretty great.
Oh.
Well,
I wish him well. The guy is in the hospital on a ventilator fighting for his life right now with COVID.
Yeah, 916 says, it's not funny. He's hella sick, but LOL, I looked up the guy's name. I looked the guy's name up this week, and it is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Please stop being disrespectful. His name is pronounced Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, another one wrote.
I'm not. I was trying to report his thing, but I've always had trouble with his name. Jeremy.
U510 says, you are doing great, Nicole. The way you handled technical difficulties last week under pressure was pro. Keep up the great work.
Nobody
oh, that's from Eddie.
Oh,
Eddie. Oh, my gosh.
The board ukulele off. Eddie.
Yeah, that's nice of him. It was a lot last week.
It was a lot last week. There was a lot of just trying to get my breathing under control. Everything's all right. Everything's going to be okay.
Good morning. Are you guys having technical issues? Your segments are so short today. This last one was 7:42 to 7:58. Thanks for being here every
That's
day.
Didn't how long we, they are.
We stopped playing the second song, right?
Yeah.
42 to 58, that's actually pretty long.
Yeah, and not only that, I don't think we started anything after 36 today. I think that was, or 37. I think the latest you went was 37 today. Whatever.
That one break is because we went over in the other break.
Oh, right. I think the 7:30 news.
We went over past 7:30.
And I went till 7:30, yeah. And then you went, yeah.
Oh.
Actually, yeah, we cut four songs out of the show today. We're back to one song.
Vinny, I had the same exact thought about the reboot of Unsolved Mysteries. As I sat there watching, I was like, ugh, I'd wish they'd solve these, LOL. Yeah, I just didn't know when I first watched them. And then this next grouping of them, I'm actually into it. I enjoy the sort of following the storyline, but the tsunami one was just, I hadn't seen that footage in a while. Mm-hmm. It's brutal. Big Hero 6 is a Disney Pixar, says 530. All right. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Becky here, and while I don't get it nearly as much, my real-life Karen, you'd be surprised at the amount of bleep I've caught after the whole barbecue Becky thing, LOL. Okay, that was a little messy, but I get your point. These names that get called out as that become representative of a certain type of person ruin the name entirely. Poor Karen and Becky.
I know Becky's really... Becky's been screwed for a while.
My name is Karen, but I use Betty when I'm picking up online food orders. Okay.
Oh.
I am named Karen, and I use my middle name for mobile orders now. Oh, boy. They've all had to figure it out.
It just
damn
sucks.
Straight I want my name back. This Karen thing is BS. If Karen gets her name back, then so does Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. I know, there's a few names that get ruined.
Yeah, you could say.
Even just on a personal level, like somebody, you know, you might like some name, but you knew someone with that name, and it's like, nope.
Right.
That name's
out.
Yes,
I do know that feeling. Hey, listen, I'm completely out of time, but thank you for sending our texts, and we'll be back after these on Alice at 97.3.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a wonderful Monday show this has been. We were almost completely free of any technical glitches. I mean, it was so close to a perfect show that I'm going to count it in the win column.
All right. Good job.
Yep. So you got any plans today? What are your big plans?
I'm leaving for the ocean in a few minutes.
Oh, fantastic.
And then I will be hanging with my kiddos. Did you see my skateboard video I posted?
The one of the daughter in the house on the hall in the hallway?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, didn't we? I did you post another one since the one we talked about
maybe
last week?
Maybe we did talk about it. I don't know. We've lost many days.
I can't get it out of my head, Vin.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Your ceiling in your home is it's just beautiful.
What?
Yeah, all the archways and the beautiful chandelier. I was like, Jesus, what? This is the most beautiful house I've ever seen.
You didn't look at the little kid rolling down the way?
Yeah, she's cute.
I mean, she didn't fall off. She made it all the way down.
She didn't even hit that the side of that door. You don't want
right.
that all dinged up. I mean, sheesh.
Anyway, I will take the kids out and we'll skateboard and we'll bike ride and we'll give mom a time to work by herself. And then guess what? Then it's bedtime.
Yes. For all of us.
Yay.
We'll check you back here tomorrow. Have a great day. Don't forget Janie's on later this afternoon. She and I have been chatting back and forth. She's in a great mood, so she's going to have a crazy great show today.
All right.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.